Beach. Bunch of headbangers called Rambo, I Surrender. A meat firm in New York decided to find a beauty queen to advertise its products. But unfortunately and unusually, no contestants came to claim the crown. Perhaps the ladies did not fancy the title of Miss Pork Chop 1982. I wonder why. On AM and FM in Fermoy, Macroom and Cork City, and indeed right throughout Munster, you're listening to ERI. It's time now, 8:30.
A new Renault dealer has arrived in Cork. Slattery's, nearly two decades in the motor business in Fermoy, have opened a new premises in Douglas.
Come on in and meet our sales team of Maurice Geary or Kevin Slattery, who would be delighted to give you a trade-in value on your present car.
For your next car service, ring our service manager, Michael Parker, at 932-606. And for your Renault parts and accessories, drop in and see Jim Cochran. Remember, for your complete sales service and parts, Slattery's main Renault dealer, Douglas, are at your service. Phone 932-606.
Renault, make cars that make sense.
And in this week's Sunday World, Herpes, it's the shocking series that all Ireland is talking about. The final part of our revealing investigation. We'll take you behind the scenes and introduce you to the names and faces of the superstars who will brighten up your mornings in the near future. A fashion flashback. Our team goes nostalgic with a glimpse at what bikini-clad beauties wore in the 50s. Straight-talking Peter O'Neill says that kissing and cuddling in the League of Ireland must stop. Plus, why our very own Jimmy McGee is number one in Europe. The Sunday World. Nobody does it better.
With all the best in music, AM and FM, ERI, Stuart Scott.
To give, I got it.
From the 60s, a band called The Searchers and Needles and Pins Up. That band's still together actually, and have a new single out at the moment, which we are featuring on ERI. 2:25 and 1:02, 21 minutes away from 9. Today, Saturday the 15th, at the Gary Vaux Hotel, there's a presentation of the 1982 Middleton Sports Personality of the Year, along with a dinner dance. And tickets are £8.50. I wonder if they're available at the door. Well, you can always ring the Gary Vaux Hotel and find out. Today, the presentation of the Middleton 1982 Sports Personality of the Year, along with a dinner dance as well. I wonder, shall I be honoured at that for my services to sport? I'm quite a tiddlywink player, you see. I always wink my tiddle. Here's a memory also from Bread.
Hey, have you ever tried really reaching out for the other side? I may be climbing on rain. Dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life is for us to keep. And if you're wondering what this all is leading to, I want to make it with you. I really think that we could make it. Time will tell. make it good.
Lovely stuff for a Saturday morning. Australian band called Air Supply and All Out of Love. And if you're taking part in sports today, may I say, have a nice day and hope you're successful. I noticed a rather amazing photograph in a magazine concerning horse racing about a jockey called Paul Healy who fell off his horse, and the photo shows you under the legs of all the horses passing past or passing by. And the amazing thing is, he never received one scratch. And if you manage to see the photo I refer to, you know it's quite frightening to see how the horses trundle over the top of the guy. But it's quite amazing that not one hair on his head was harmed, which can't be bad. I suppose you could say the luck of the devil. It's 14 minutes away from 9.
This Saturday at Cleo's Nightclub in the Munster Arms Hotel, Bandon, don't miss Joe Mack and the Second City Jazz Band. 9 to 11pm with no cover charge. Followed by Cleo's Super Disco with full bar extension and supper. Cleo's own coaches from Cork and Skibbereen. See daily papers for departure times. And on Sunday night, free entertainment with Miller's Wheel. Plus Cleo's Super Disco. See you at Cleo's.
And this morning we were out on the streets of Cork asking people how they feel about Monday morning. Excuse me, sir, could you sum up in one word what the Monday morning blues feels like? That bad. And excuse me, you, ma'am, how do you feel about Monday mornings? Really? Well, the Monday morning blues will never be the same again, because ERI will arrange a full day off work with pay for you. All you have to do is drop us a card with your name, telephone number, and your boss's name and telephone number. We'll do the rest and you'll get a rest. That's right, Monday off work with full pay. Send your name or a colleague's name with your employer's telephone number to Rest of Your Life, ERI, 117 Patrick Street, Cork.
All Monday morning.
So, Monday mornings need never sound like anymore.
Good morning.
ERI.
Howdy ho, baby. So long.
Oh,
has a powerful voice, doesn't she? Shattered Red in the Name of Love. It's 1 minute away from 9, news and weather with Andrew Huken coming up. That's after this.
Going West Cork way? Well, why not drop into Flora Crowley's Bar and Lounge, South Main Street, Bandon. Light snacks served daily from 12 midday, including the very best homemade soup, a wide choice of sandwiches, and excellent homemade cakes. First-class entertainment 5 nights a week at Flora Crowley's Bar and Lounge, South Main Street, Bandon. Going west? Then see you in Flora's.
Businessmen agree that communication is vital to the success of any enterprise, and radio has proven to be a direct and powerful medium. ERI will broadcast your advertising message into the homes, cars and workplaces of thousands of ERI listeners of the greater Cork area. Radio advertising need not be expensive. Our sales team are at hand to help you select a package to suit your pocket and requirements. For further details, contact ERI Radio Sales, 117 Patrick Street, Cork, or phone 509-539. They get a return on your investment.
ERI. On 225 metres medium wave and 102 FM, this is ERI.
9 o'clock, I'm Andrew Huken. The Cork Gas Company strike is over. 32 workers who've been on an unofficial strike have resumed work. The strike ended after a meeting at Connolly Hall between ITGWU officials and the workers who throughout the day had been picketing the Albert Road plant. A spokesman at the gas company's works said that supplies are back to normal and householders had no cause for worry. He refused to comment on the position of the employees suspended by the company, though. The Minister for Labour has warned of the possibility of 218,000 jobless by the end of the year. Speaking at a Labour Party function in County Wicklow, Mr. Kavanagh said that much of the increase in unemployment was caused by the decline in competitiveness of Irish industry. He said that the government was to go ahead with the setting up of the National Development Corporation, ANCO's budget was to be sharply increased by £27 million, and the Youth Employment Agency was to get an extra £37 million. The American Special Envoy to the Middle East, Philip Habib, is in Beirut with a plan calling for the withdrawal of Israeli troops to begin in less than a month. Mr. Habib arrived from Tel Aviv last night and has met the Lebanese President, Mr. Jamal. Syria, which has an estimated 40,000 troops in Lebanon, has warned that it will resist any attempts to impose any agreement which infringes Lebanon's unity or sovereignty. A man shot by the British police in West London last night is in intensive care after undergoing a 3.5-hour operation. He's been named as Stephen Waldorf, a freelance film editor. He was shot by mistake when police surrounded his car in a traffic jam in Kensington yesterday evening. It's thought the police were hunting a man called David Martin, an escaped prisoner who's wanted for the attempted murder of a police officer. And in a second incident, a man has been shot dead in a car in East London. 3 men have been arrested. In South Armagh, a section of the Dublin-Belfast railway line is still closed. A bomb is thought to have been put under the Kilnitsagat Bridge. A bomb disposal unit is to examine the area later this morning. A bus link between Dundalk and Portadown, meanwhile, is in operation. A 30-year-old man has been convicted of assault at Ballincollig Court. The man, James Patrick O'Sullivan, unmarried of McLinn Ballincollig, was given a 3-month suspended sentence yesterday for assaulting a 9-year-old girl last April. The Soviet Union has renewed its criticism of the United States over nuclear arms talks. The news agency TASS says the American position has not shifted one iota during the 14 months of the Geneva talks. But President Reagan said last night that the Americans would consider every serious proposal and were determined to succeed. A report has been submitted by the Swedish forensic experts investigating the shooting of 3 Irish soldiers in Lebanon last October. The report is to be studied by the Minister for Defence, Mr. Cooney, and the army authorities. The Fianna Fáil leader, Mr. Haughey, has said that economies must be made in all areas, and it wasn't enough to wield what he called a swinging axe. There has to be an awareness of how decisions would affect the people concerned and the economy in general. Sentences are to be passed today on the 2 RAF officers whose Phantom jet fighter shot down another RAF plane with a Sidewinder missile on a training exercise. Yesterday, a court-martial in West Germany found them guilty of negligence. The president of the students' union at UCC has called on the university's 5,000 students to ignore the proposed boycott of lectures at the beginning of next month. In a statement, Mr. Johnny Reardon said that the action would be counterproductive, especially for those students facing exams. It's expected instead that there'll be a march through the streets of Cork City. There's to be a meeting at the university during the week to discuss what actions to be taken as a protest against the recently announced education spending cuts. However, students at the Cork Regional Technical College are believed to be going ahead with their boycott of lectures. Ministers of six oil-exporting countries in the Persian Gulf are meeting in Bahrain to see how they can maintain prices in view of the glut in supplies. Reports from Bahrain say a reduction in prices remains a possibility, but the ministers are thought to want to keep production under control. While the basic price of oil remains at $34 a barrel, it has been selling on the free market for as little as $30, and some producers have been allowing what's described as substantial discounts. A 20-year-old man was wounded in the leg last night in a shooting incident in the New Lodge Road area of Belfast. His condition is satisfactory. There's an unrest at the university's Department of Prosthetic Dentistry. That's the branch of dentistry concerned with making false teeth. According to the head of department, students there may be ineligible to take their final exams because of conditions at the hospital and a dispute between technicians and the authorities over staffing levels. There are only 3 trained craftsmen to teach the 54 third and fourth year dentistry students, and the number of new students increases by the year. It's understood that there's to be a meeting of the dental hospital's advisory committee on Monday to try and solve the problem. Finally, the weather, cloudy with scattered light showers, winds west to northwesterly, moderate to fresh, gusting to gale force at times. Temperatures remaining at around 9 degrees Celsius. Now, I'm sure Stuart wants to say the ending again, doesn't he?
Hello, yes.
Hello,
well,
Stuart.
I could do, actually. Yeah.
Yes. You did it so well last time.
Do you think so?
I caught you unawares there, didn't I?
You did, actually. I was doing other things, you know, with my decks, which... I was just thinking about the false teeth story. I suppose that's a story on a plate.
Oh, you're so right.
Yes. I just think of these things. That's what I was actually doing. That's why you caught me unawares. Shall I say the end piece, then?
Yeah, shall I count you in again, or don't you need an introduction?
Well, I think I do, actually, because I'm a bit slow that way, you know.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Could you do it again? 3, 2, 1's a bit...
1, 2, 3. Ready, steady, after 3, 7.
Right. ERI 24-hour news from Cork.
You know, that was even better than last time.
But I forgot to play the jingle. Oh.
When you get up in the morning, we start your day out right.
We bring you home in the afternoon, to keep you company at night. Music is our message on 225. Foster's greatest radio is ERI. Two words, Scott.
Club and Time, the club of my heart. Many thanks indeed to Andrew for the news. He's gone back to camp till 10 o'clock when there'll be more news for you. And welcome into the final hour of the breakfast show for a Saturday morning. How are you today, okay? Jolly good. Just really with you between now and 10, 502-330 if you'd like a request or dedication on ERI, 502-330. A little ditty about the most expensive pair of boots ever, which the guy who paid the money for probably never even wore them. At a wedding in Edmonton in Canada, a guest tied a pair of old boots for luck to the rear of the bridegroom's car. After driving away, the newlywed husband was so distracted by the clatter of boots, he took his eyes off the road and drove into a lamppost. The couple spent their honeymoon in hospital, and the guest responsible for the boots paid £1,000 to provide another honeymoon. Serves them right.
Due to expansion, AV Audio Video Limited are now clearing their entire hi-fi range of stock.
This special offer lasts for 1 week only.
So hurry, as it's...
First come, first served.
Listen to these for unbeatable prices.
Schneider Rack Systems, 25 watts per channel plus Dolby, reduced by £100, where £425, now £325. COS Pro 210 speakers, 150 watts per channel, reduced by £150, where £499, now £349. Garrard 45 watt speakers were £169, now £129. We also carry Cork's most modern range of the latest JVC audio equipment.
These fantastic offers last for 1 week only, so remember,
it's first come, first served at AV Audio Video Limited, 20 Academy Street, Cork.
High five value you can't afford to miss.
Telephone 021 22749. AV Audio Video Limited, 20 Academy Street, Cork.
And now, three good reasons for displaying an ERI sun visor on your windscreen.
Sporty.
An ERI sun visor will brighten and enhance the appearance of any car or truck.
Safety.
An ERI sun visor will dramatically reduce the glare of the sun on your windscreen, so you can drive in safety and comfort.
Free gifts.
That's right, £50 worth of free petrol every week, and random LPs, tape, and other gifts. So get a slice of the action by picking up your ERI sun visor. Call or send a large stamped address envelope to ERI 117 Patrick Street, Cork.
All hits radio, ERI.
Counting your wings with a little luck, we can do all sorts of different things. A rather interesting fact, which was discovered in West Germany, Professor Wolf Müller-Limroth of the University of Munich carried out eyesight tests on hundreds of 60-year-old motorists, and he found that a third of them suffered from severe night blindness, which made them unsafe to drive, even at twilight. What worries the professor is that sight tests for a driving test are carried out in daylight. Rather interesting that. On AM and FM in Inniskeen, in Manian Bridge, and here...
Barrack Street, Cork, stockist of the leading names in video and colour television. With names like Normendi, Grundig, Hitachi, Thompson, JVC, you know you're getting the very best. Available special prices and a no-deposit 3-year rental purchase plan. We also provide full servicing of all makes of colour televisions and video machines. And remember, any purchase entitles you to a full membership of our video club. Colour Fix Limited, 118 Barrack Street, Cork, the name you can trust. Telephone 964-083.
The Arcade Middleton, Cove and Yall, the drapery stores of East Cork with their January specials. Woolen blankets $14.95 per pair, bath mat sets $5.95, ladies' coats from £25 to £59, men's shirts $4.95. See our bargain rail in ladies' fashions, skirts £5, blouses £2, kiddies' jumpers £2.50, and cord dungarees at £4.95. Just a few of the specials at the Arcade of Middleton, Cove and Yall.
businessmen agree that communication is vital to the success of any enterprise, and radio has proven to be a direct and powerful medium. ERI will broadcast your advertising message into the homes, cars and workplaces of thousands of ERI listeners in the greater Cork area. Radio advertising need not be expensive. Our sales team are at hand to help you select a package to suit your pocket and requirements. For further details, contact ERI Radio Sales, 117 Patrick Street, Cork, or phone 509-539 to get a return on your investment.
With all the best in music, AM and FM, ERI, Stuart Scott.
Question a bit beyond my mathematical calculations, you have to say. It's ERI 225 medium wave and 102 FM Saturday. Good morning to you. You just wakened up into the Saturday morning feeling. Then the weekend with us once again. And of course, stay tuned to ERI. We'll help you right the way through. It's 16 minutes away from 10.
Weekend dancing at the Lismore Hotel, Lismore, County Waterford. Friday night, experience the lights and sounds of Waterford's number one disco, the Jack O'Keefe Roadshow. Sunday night, it's Big Band Night, featuring this week, The Memories. Disco on Friday, bands on Sunday, Lismore Hotel, Lismore.
Whatever your transport, we bring you home every afternoon with up-to-date news.
It's 5:30. I'm Andrew Hukin.
And I'm Sean O'Sullivan.
Welcome to tonight's Evening Reports.
Plus some of the latest traffic information.
And tonight's traffic, it's still flooded on the back Douglas Road, but the usual city centre trouble spots are holding up well.
Plus some of the best music in town, so join us every afternoon between 2 and 6 for Drive Time.
Day and night in Munster.
Got a night to keep, he can't hang around. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house. Was our castle and our king.
Monday at 6 for another week of the Breakfast Programme. Look forward to your company then. Stand by for Eric Vaughan after the 10 o'clock news. From News Truly till Monday, may I say have a nice weekend. Leave you with Bill Withers and Lean On Me. See you Monday. Till then, have a nice one. Ta-ra. With Andrew Hukin. Stay tuned.
Due to expansion, AV Audio Video Limited are now clearing their entire hi-fi range of stock.
This special offer lasts for 1 week only.
So hurry, as it's...
First come, first served.
Listen to these for unbeatable prices.
Schneider Rack Systems, 25 watts per channel plus Dolby, reduced by £100, where £425, now £325. COS Pro 210 speakers, 150 watts per channel, reduced by £150, where £499, now £349. Garrard 45 watt speakers were £169, now £129. We also carry Cork's most modern range of the latest JVC audio equipment.
These fantastic offers last for 1 week only, so remember,
it's first come, first served at AV Audio Video Limited, 20 Academy Street, Cork.
Hi-fi value you can't afford to miss.
Telephone 021 22749. AV Audio Video Limited, 20 Academy Street, Cork.
ERI.
On 225 meters medium wave and 102 FM, this is ERI.
10 o'clock, I'm Andrew Hewkin. The Cork Gas Company strike is over and the 32 workers who've been on an official strike have resumed work. The strike ended after a meeting at Connolly Hall between ITGWU officials and the workers who throughout the day had been picketing the Albert Road plant. A spokesman at the gas company's works said supplies are back to normal and householders had no cause for worry. The Minister for Labour has warned of the possibility of 218,000 jobless by the end of the year. Speaking at a Labour Party function in County Wicklow, Mr. Kavanagh said that much of the increase in unemployment was caused by the decline in competitiveness of Irish industry. The American Special Envoy to the Middle East, Philip Habib, is in Beirut with a plan calling for the withdrawal of Israeli troops to begin in less than a month. Mr. Habib arrived from Tel Aviv last night and has met the Lebanese President, Mr. Jamal. Syria, which has an estimated 40,000 troops in Lebanon, has warned that it will resist any attempts to impose an agreement which infringes Lebanon's unity or sovereignty. Ministers of six oil-exporting countries in the Persian Gulf are meeting in Bahrain to see how they can maintain prices in view of the glut in supplies. Reports from Bahrain say reduction in prices remains a possibility, but the ministers are thought to want to keep production under control. While the basic price of oil remains at $34 a barrel, it's been selling on the free market for as little as $30, and some producers have been allowing what's described as substantial discounts. A 30-year-old man has been convicted of assaulted Ballincollig Court. The man, James Patrick O'Sullivan, unmarried of Maglin Ballincollig, was given a 3-month suspended sentence yesterday for assaulting a 9-year-old girl last April. The Fianna Fáil leader, Mr. Hohia, said that the economies must be made in all areas, and it wasn't enough to wield what he called a swinging axe. There has to be an awareness of how decisions would affect people concerned, and the economy in general. Sentences are to be passed today on the two RAF officers whose Phantom jet fighter shot down another RAF plane with a Sidewinder missile on a training exercise. Yesterday, a court-martial in West Germany found them guilty of negligence. The president of the Students' Union at UCC is to call on the university's 5,000 students to ignore the proposed boycott of lectures at the beginning of next month. In a statement, Mr. Johnny Reardon said that the action would be counterproductive, especially for those students facing exams. It's expected instead that there'll be a march through the streets of Cork City. There's to be a meeting at the university during the week to discuss what actions to be taken as a protest against the recently announced education spending cuts. However, students at the Cork Regional Technical College are believed to be going ahead with their boycott of lectures. A man shot by the British police in West London last night is said to be critical after undergoing a 3.5-hour operation. He's been named as Stephen Waldorf, a freelance film editor. He was shot by mistake when police surrounded his car in a traffic jam in Kensington yesterday evening. It's thought the police were hunting a man called David Martin, an escaped prisoner who's wanted for the attempted murder of a police officer. In South Armagh, a section of Dublin Belfast railway line is still closed. A bomb is thought to have been put under the Kilnasagat Bridge, and a bomb disposal unit is to examine the area later this morning. A bus link between Dundalk and Portadown is in operation. And a 20-year-old man was wounded in the leg last night in a shooting incident in the New Lodge Road area of Belfast. His condition is satisfactory. Plessy Communications is to close its two Dublin factories in March. The company told workers of the decision earlier yesterday. Union sources said about 160 jobs will be lost. The plants manufactured electromechanical switching gear, which is fast becoming obsolete. Finally, Buckingham Palace has appealed to the press to stop harassing Prince Charles and the Princess of Wales. They're on a skiing holiday in the Alps. About 50 journalists, half of them British, are also on the ski slopes. The weather, cloudy with scattered light showers, winds west to northwesterly, moderate to fresh, gusting to gale force at times. Temperatures remaining at around 9 degrees Celsius. This is ERI 24-hour news from Cork.
When you get up in the morning, we start your day out right.
We bring you home in the afternoon, they keep you company at night.
down to 25. Buster's greatest radio is E-R-I, Eric Vaughn.